Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The head of an association of an independent gasoline dealers in Washington State says that the longer the BP refinery is out of service because of fire damage, the higher prices of the pump will go for drivers in that state. Tim Hamilton of the Automotive United Trades Organization said yesterday that wholesale prices to dealers went up about 20 cents a gallon on Tuesday, and he says that will push prices in Washington State close to $4 a gallon. Other refineries in Washington could increase production to offset the BP outage, but Hamilton says crude oil stocks would likely run out in about 8 or 9 days. If the outage from Friday's refinery fire at Blaine lasts about a month, Hamilton says prices would rise higher to the point that motorists are forced to cut their driving practices. One of Mitt Romney's sons is scheduled to be in Alaska today, ahead of next month's GOP presidential preference poll. The Romney campaign says Josh Romney will attend meet and greets in Fairbanks and Eagle River. All four of the major candidates for the Republican Party's nomination, Romney, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, and Newt Gingrich, will be on the March 6th poll ballot in Alaska. Romney's campaign recently announced that several high-profile Alaska Republicans, including Senator Lisa Murkowski and Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, are on campaign's Alaska leadership team. Some Democrats are pressing Governor Sean Parnell to seek an exemption from provisions of the federal education law, No Child Left Behind. Senator Mark Begich has repeatedly called on Parnell to seek a waiver, and four Democratic state representatives have filed a resolution saying a waiver would give control back to local school districts. The administration has not ruled out a waiver, but the process for seeking one is a little complicated. In seeking a waiver, states must adopt testing methods and accountability practices for low-performing schools. Department of Education spokesman Eric Fry says rigorous standards in areas like math are also required. The department has proposed new K-12 standards for English, language arts, and math aimed at boosting rigor and creating more well-rounded students. The proposal is out for public comment. State health officials are concerned about a big increase in the number of new HIV cases in Fairbanks. Last year, Fairbanks reported 8 new HIV cases, and the outbreak is continuing. In recent years, 2 or 3 new cases was a bit more typical. Susan Jones is Alaska's HIV and STD program manager, and she says the majority of the cases involve young men having anonymous sex with other men, and she has a few theories on why they're engaging in risky behavior.
I think that there is some letting down of their guard on being concerned about HIV as an infection. And also, I'm wondering if people who end up in Fairbanks think that since Fairbanks to them is a remote place, that there's no infection up there.
She says many of the cases involve men who are in the Army or have connections to the Army. Health officials are also monitoring a syphilis outbreak in Anchorage. Jones says 19 cases of the STD have been reported in that city since January of 2011.
Of those, we know that at least 13 have been classified as what we would call early syphilis. That means that they've acquired the infection within a year of the report date. And those are the cases that we're concerned about. Early syphilis, a couple of the stages in early syphilis are quite infectious.
Jones says the syphilis outbreak involves similar risk factors as the HIV outbreak in Fairbanks. Syphilis can be cured with antibiotics. The Fairbanks Health Center is offering free HIV testing today. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for scattered rain and snow showers for most of the day, should get up to about 36 degrees.